Dustin Hoffman and Warren Beatty are camping it up in Elaine May's new movie, Ishtar. These two movie stars are cast against type, but for many, they've been upstaged by the movie's price tag. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
The question is this: what would we think of Ishtar if we didn't know that it cost over $50 million to make? And what would we think if we didn't know that its leading players, Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman, were two of the biggest superstars in the universe? And what would we think if we didn't know that Ishtar had been one of the most controversial and eagerly awaited film projects of the decade? What would we think? We'd think, eh. This imitation Bob Hope and Bing Crosby comedy isn't terrible, it's just nothing. It's fatally mild. Ishtar is about two inept singer-songwriters who take a gig somewhere near Morocco and wind up being chased by the CIA, an evil emir, and a host of crazed revolutionaries. In short, you've seen everything in it before. The whole movie is a monument to underachievement. Everybody keeps busy doing something he's not particularly good at. For instance, Dustin Hoffman plays a lady killer, and Warren Beatty plays a klutz who doesn't know what to do with women. This was probably someone's idea of a high concept. But the net result is that Hoffman's character feels unfocused and Beatty's disappears completely. The stars are playing down to their roles, and they've never looked so dim. The writer-director was Elaine May, who's always been good at urban, neurotic Jewish comedy. So, naturally, she busies herself with long chase scenes through assorted North African bazaars. The only really funny stuff comes when the Beatty and Hoffman characters try to write songs together. That's the only part of the movie that feels spontaneous and uncalculated. Here's a sampler.
Saturday morning, the sound of a lawnmower touches my heart. She said, come look, there's a wardrobe of love in my eyes. Take your time, look around, and see if there's something your size.
There are people who feel that Ishtar is another example of the Heaven's Gate syndrome. Bloated budget, director out of control, and so on. People are even calling it Warren's Gate. Now, I despised Heaven's Gate as much as the next guy, but that at least was an ambitious movie, an attempt to realize a rich and difficult personal vision. Ishtar's just the opposite. It's the apotheosis of the studio movie. And even though it's the vision of Elaine May, Dustin Hoffman, and Warren Beatty, it all looks planned by some faceless committee and compromised to reach every American wallet that might conceivably cough up $5. One hears that Hoffman and Beatty, who are usually rather difficult to work with, were pussycats on Ishtar. Is that because this movie never had anything worth fighting for in it? It's as though the filmmakers had forced themselves to think like a Hollywood studio in the middle of a story conference, as though they'd been tossing troublesome original ideas into the circular file and replacing them with CIA plots and gun battles and all the rest. All these talented people bending over backwards to make themselves mediocre, it's not a pretty sight. Sitting through Ishtar is almost painless. Thinking about it will make your blood boil.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.